expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and welcome to our urban story this wonderful, beautiful Saturday, the Saturday after our wonderful day called Thanksgiving. Miss Diamond, what do you have to say to our listeners?
Yes, well, welcome aboard to our urban story. Today is Saturday, November 25th, 2017. As you said, this is the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So this is a great day. It's beautiful in the northeastern part of the United States. I don't know wherever you are, but this is a wonderful fall day. And we hope that you were able to spend time with your loved ones on Thanksgiving, even if you didn't have a lot to eat, you didn't have a lot of material things, but hopefully you had a lot of love, joy, and peace.
Amen.
On Thanksgiving. Barbara, I think we want to read a little scripture today.
Yes, we do. We're going to read from Isaiah 40 and verses 29, 30, and 31. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word, and may it be sanctified in our hearts.
Amen, Barbara. Thank you so much. I mean, there's so much going on now that I think it's just important to stop for a minute or 30 seconds and at least read something from the scripture to try to provide some inspiration during these challenging times. And this is a challenging time of the year, because now we're officially, after Thanksgiving, we are officially in the Christmas season.
Yes, we are.
And for those who have lost loved ones, those who have lost their jobs, those who have to work during the Thanksgiving and Christmas season, this is a very tough time of the year. So we just want to provide some inspiration where we can. Now, we have a lot to talk about, as we do every week. There's so much going on. One of the things I noticed, Barbara, as I was just purveying the news, is that Hillary Rodham Clinton, you know, former First Lady of Arkansas, former First Lady of the United States, former U.S. Senator from the state of New York, and former Secretary of State. I mean, she has a very full resume, and the expectation was that she was going to win in November of 2016. And obviously she did not. Now, from a human standpoint, I can understand why Mrs. Clinton is having a hard time moving on. From a political standpoint, I think there are those even in the Democratic Party who want her to move on.
Yes.
As you and I were talking earlier today, I mean, we thought that she was mistreated during the 2008 primary process, Democratic primary process. I mean, essentially, the old guard of the Democratic Party, including former or the late Ted Kennedy, they kind of threw her overboard.
They did. They tossed her aside.
Of this newly minted United States Senator from Illinois named Barack Obama.
The community organizer.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I felt very sorry for her. I felt very bad for her because she has been a loyal Democrat ever since we've heard her name. And she's followed all of the rules and the outrageous claims of the Democratic Party. She's been faithful. And then they just tossed her aside like she didn't even exist. I felt very bad for her. That's all I can say about it. That's about the only time I did feel very bad for her. Well, the next time, I can say that I did vote for her against the community organizer when it was the nomination process when I voted in New York. But, of course, he got the nomination, and she had to settle for whatever he gave her, mm-hmm. which was the title of Secretary of State. Mm-hmm. And so she, this, what can I say, elevation to the presidency Mm-hmm. It just didn't start overnight. I read about, you know, when she was serving as first lady in Arkansas back in the 70s, that she had, this was planned out, that he would first become president, and then after that, she would be the president. So I can really kind of understand how devastating this is to her.
Yeah, because here we are a year later, and she's still trying to figure out why she lost. I mean, she came up with a number of reasons in her book. Of course, we've heard the Democrats have kept pushing this, the Russians did it line, although there is no evidence the Russians bust anyone to the polls. There's no evidence that they forced anyone to vote for Donald J. Trump. But
and there's no proof that any cloning was done.
Right. So they keep clinging. She keeps clinging to the fact, and she's even questioning the legitimacy, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, she is.
Of Donald Trump's presidency. It's just hard for Hillary to move on. Because I think to your point, Barbara, since the 1970s.
Yes, that's from what
I've read. She has wanted to be president of the United States. So from a human standpoint, I can understand why it's difficult for Mrs. Clinton to move on. But from a political standpoint, she desperately does need to move on.
Well, I was talking with my daughter, my other daughter, and my other daughter came up with something that was astounding, and it really made me sit back and think. You know, Hillary has a very solid political resume.
Yeah.
Even though she doesn't have a lot of accomplishments, but just look at this. She's been a secretary. I mean, she was the first lady of Arkansas for about 12 years. Mm. Then she was the first lady to the president of the United States for 8 years. Mm-hmm. Then she served as a New York senator. Right. She didn't do anything. She didn't accomplish anything, but she was in that position. Mm-hmm. And also as the secretary of state.
Right.
Where she, you know, had a wonderful jovial meeting with Vladimir Putin when they were talking about the Uranium One deal, and she profited tremendously. Mm-hmm. The foundation did,
right?
And she looked very happy when she was in his presence,
right?
But look at that resume.
Yeah,
that political resume is outstanding.
It is. It really is.
I mean, we have to give it to it. And here it is. We have someone who's never run for a political office. Even when they said he was doing all of that locker room talk, he wasn't an elected official.
Exactly.
He was not. Mm-hmm. He has nothing on his political resume as far as any office he's, at least even the community organizer, was in the Senate.
Right, exactly.
Donald Trump never served in the Senate. He was never, on the city council of any city. And she lost to him prior to the election, or maybe it was after the election. I heard her refer to him as a creep. I think it was before the election.
Okay.
She seemed like she had such a disdain for him.
Right.
But when you think about it, it's not impossible to imagine her having such disdain.
Yeah.
Because you say to yourself, how dare you run against me?
Right.
My resume is packed solid with, even if I didn't accomplish much, but I had these positions.
Exactly.
And you've never held an elected position. And you have the audacity to be on the same stage with me. And then the double, triple, quadruple audacity to win. And that's where she's at right now. But I think if she doesn't stop or seek counseling, this is going to affect her in a very bad way. When Democrats are telling you need to stop, and who was that woman on MSNBC?
Micah Brzezinski.
She's saying stop. And you see how Hillary so fluently, even during the debates, how she could talk to Donald Trump about him saying these things in a locker room, forgetting that her husband has actually been sued, caught in lies, and even lied to Congress and lost his law license and was impeached for sexual misconduct.
Well, it's stunning to hear.
It's stunning. It's amazing.
It's stunning to hear Hillary Clinton talk about, you know, Donald Trump, what he said, and any allegations against Donald Trump. When her husband was accused of sexual assault, and he had to pay Paula Jones, or he paid her $800,000.
$800,000.
That's nothing to sneeze at. So in it, that settlement in and of itself is an admission of something. So, Hillary really needs to think about when she talks about, you know, the sexual allegations against other men, particularly Republicans like Roy Moore or President Trump.
Absolutely.
When her own husband has such a murky record.
A proven record.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's been raised recently that some of these senator, congressmen, senators, whatever they are, have used taxpayer funds to settle suits involving their misconduct. I wonder if part of that $800,000 that Paula Jones got came from taxpayer money.
That's a good point. You know, that's a great point.
And I think that that's disgusting.
Right.
Because the taxpayers didn't perform any sexual misconduct.
Exactly.
Why should the taxpayers have to pay to settle your claim?
Exactly.
It should come out of their pockets, and they should be forced to resign. Because you're an elected official. You're expected to be an example.
Right.
And then you're sexually harassing people. And then paying them with taxpayer funds, that's not acceptable. And I'm glad that this has been revealed.
You know, I think you're absolutely right. And I think it's wrong to use taxpayers' money to settle any sexual abuse or sexual harassment claim.
That's right.
Now, recently, we have longtime congressman from Michigan, Representative John Conyers.
Oh, my goodness. He has a terrible record.
Who's been accused of sexual misconduct. In fact, one of his former staffers said in 2006, he greeted her at the door in his underwear.
Right.
I mean, there's just a lot of messiness right
Absolutely.
Now with the revelations that are coming out. But again, taxpayers should not be responsible
Absolutely.
For paying these settlements to the victims of this sexual misconduct.
And I wonder if Al Franken is going to apologize again.
Mm.
He's constantly apologizing.
Right.
And then, you know, the Democrats don't mind supporting someone like Al Franken. But they'll assume that Judge Roy Moore is guilty before he's proven. You know, you don't even have to prove that he's guilty.
Exactly.
They assume that he is. And the people who have made charges against him, they're falling left and right.
Mm.
His former associates, even girlfriends, have attested to his character.
That is correct.
I mean, everyone can't be wrong and they can't be paid off, I don't believe.
Exactly, exactly.
But the bottom line is, why did all of this suddenly erupt when he was running for the Senate?
Right.
That's because, you know, the liberals want another liberal in the Senate so that they can block what our president wants to do for this country. And people of Alabama, and if you know anyone in Alabama, please call them. We cannot allow them to have this senatorial seat. We know that Judge Roy Moore stands for the Ten Commandments. He stands for one man, one woman marriage, and he stands against killing babies in the womb.
Yes, this campaign against Judge Roy Moore, it's really orchestrated by Democratic Party.
Yes, it
but
is.
I also think you have GOP leaders like Mitch McConnell who don't care, who want these allegations to be out there. Because remember, Mitch McConnell supported his opponent,
Luther Strange
during the Republican primary to try to replace Jeff Sessions' seat in the Senate. Jeff Sessions, as we all know, is now the Attorney General. So I do think there are Republicans who want Roy Moore out of this race.
Of course.
They do not want a conservative like Roy Moore in the United States Senate. But I do believe that Roy Moore will be successful. The election, the special election is about 2 weeks away.
Yes.
It's on December 12th. And we urge the folks of Alabama to come out en masse and vote for Judge Roy Moore.
Absolutely. And Mitch McConnell, and Paul Ryan, my vote is for them to retire.
Mm.
They need to retire. They don't know what the word unity means. They don't know what it means for a conservative to try to hold on to a seat so the whole state doesn't turn red and block everything that our president wants to do to make America great again.
Right, exactly.
So I think that those two need to retire. Get out of the way.
Yep, I agree with you. I want to switch gears a little bit here. I want to talk about the three basketball players who were stuck in China.
Can I just say one thing, too? You know, sure. With Hillary Clinton and all of that, you know, for her to make statements such as if she's investigated, then America will turn into a dictatorship. Who is that insane to believe that? I mean, you know, one thing about these liberals, they'll make these outrageous, outlandish statements, and you say, well, how?
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll shut up or they'll call you a name and run.
Well, if the evidence proves, if Attorney General Jeff Sessions is able to gather enough evidence, concrete evidence that proves corruption in the Uranium One deal, proves corruption in other places, he will file charges. There will be an investigation, I believe, against Hillary
Clinton. Unauthorized use of her server.
Right. There's nothing.
A lot of things that went
wrong. Right. This is not about United States becoming a dictatorship or anyone abusing their power to investigate her. If the evidence is there, then Jeff Sessions has a right as a U.S. Attorney General to pursue that evidence.
That's right. She wasn't authorized to use the email server that she used. Mm. And who in the world can be subpoenaed to turn over the evidence and then they destroy it? 30,000? And that you mean to tell me, and then she tried to say the only ones that were destroyed or deleted or whatever were in reference to yoga classes and her and Chelsea's wedding.
Mm.
Who with half a brain would believe that?
Right.
Stuff like wedding and all of this stuff, you just let it sit there because it's not important.
Exactly. True.
You're not going to spend an hour, 45
exactly.
minutes deleting
right.
What time to pick up the flowers
exactly.
or what florist you're using.
True.
Who's going to believe that?
Exactly.
Only the non-thinking or the complete degenerates and
people who don't care.
People who don't care, right. People who are totally liberal or secular humanists are going to go for that.
Right, exactly.
But a thinking person is not going to even think about believing that.
No, exactly.
Because it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
Okay.
That's fine. No, I'm glad you brought that. No,
sorry about that.
You're fine. So we know about the three basketball players who were arrested in China for shoplifting. One of them is LiAngelo Ball, and his father, LeVar Ball, is a basketball player. I guess he runs this group. But the bottom line is they were arrested in China and were sitting in jail in China. And President Trump spoke to the president of China, and these young men were released. And instead of LeVar Ball, the father, thanking Donald Trump, whether you like him or not, voted for him or not, the bottom line is his son and two other young men were shoplifting. They had no business shoplifting.
That's
the
right.
The president was able to get them out of jail in China, and he's acted so ungrateful ever since.
That doesn't even make a bit of sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's so sad to think that someone is so programmed by the media, by the voices of the Democratic Party, that you hate someone who's done nothing against you. Who has never hurt you, who did a tremendous thing, because that son could have spent 10 years in a Chinese jail.
Mm.
And that father would have been scraping nickels together
exactly.
for years to go maybe once every 4 months
mm-hmm.
to visit that son
mm-hmm.
who was over in China
yep.
shoplifting things that he can buy in America for a dollar.
Right, exactly.
How much sense does that make?
What were they stealing in China? Why would you
get
risk
here for a dollar?
Get here for a dollar at the Dollar Tree or at Walmart. Most of the stuff at Walmart
is made in China.
Is made in China, and I have found that Chinese products, when they try to emulate American products, and there have been issues about the Chinese trying to steal our intellectual property, their stuff just is not as good. Why would you... waste time stealing it.
Why would you do
a
that?
Lot of it probably at the dollar store.
Absolutely. I just got two pairs of slippers for like $6. Two pairs. Mm-hmm. And I looked at it, I said to myself, I bet you they were made in China.
Yeah.
And I looked at the label, they were made in China.
Right.
$6, and I know they're cheap. Mm-hmm. The minute I try to wash them, they're going to disappear, disintegrate, right. They're right. Gone.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's the idea that the father would be so ungrateful.
So you ungrateful. Know,
I mean, he apparently is a basketball player, but I'm sure he's not.
I mean, he doesn't even make any sense. Oh, my. Yes, Miss Diamond has a little coughing fit, but we're all right. You know, that doesn't even make any sense to go over there and shoplift. And the people over in China don't play when you do things like that. You violated their laws. Didn't they have sense enough to know that those people have cameras?
Right. The Chinese, they're very tough. Thank you. Excuse me for coughing.
Yes.
And that was just dumb to steal over there. Like
it was.
Stuff you can get
and
here
very
for
ungrateful.
$1.
You know what? When you do things for ungrateful people, you're wasting your time. Mm. You just have to say, well, Lord, I just did it because my heart was moved.
Right,
but don't go out your way too far.
Yep, I hear you.
You know, but thank God he was able to speak to the Chinese
president.
Mm-hmm. What is his name? Xi Ping?
Something like that.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Because he was over there visiting and he had a very wonderful, wonderful visit. We reported on that last week, how he even had dinner, lunch, or whatever at the Forbidden City.
Right. Yep. That's right.
So thank God we have a very personable president.
Right. Exactly.
And he was able to get those young men freed. And that father should totally be ashamed of himself.
For the money the father would have had to spend to get his son free, to get lawyers in China, to travel there, it would have been a lot. He's not a well-known basketball player that I know of with millions of dollars. So the fact that the word of the president, President Trump's word, his son was set free.
Absolutely.
He didn't have to spend hundreds of thousands, potentially,
absolutely,
hundreds of thousands of dollars to get his son free. He should be grateful for that. And one of the big rappers from back in the day, Master P, for those who are in early hip-hop, he even said that LeVar Ball should be grateful to President Trump.
He should be.
He should be more humble that the president was able to get his son free.
Unfortunately, that father may be one of those trained Democrats.
Yeah, exactly.
That just because his Democratic candidate, I bet you he was a Hillary supporter.
More than likely, yeah.
Did not win. He's joining her resistance.
Right.
Exactly. To resist respecting our president of the United States. And I wonder if he's a church-going person, because if he is, he's violating God's law by being disrespectful to someone in authority.
Absolutely. We were talking about there's some celebrities who are pushing Ivanka to support DACA or DACA amnesty.
Uh-huh.
What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, number one, she's not my president. I admire her, but I think she needs to go back into the clothing line.
Right.
Leave politics alone. And as far as these celebrities are concerned, I don't consider them celebrities. They're not important to me. You know, people have to get wise. In other words, most of these celebrities, a lot of them haven't even finished high school. Some of them have, but they're not, you know, educated, saturated in what's really going on. They're run by emotions. Now, we have to consider the fact that these people need to be vetted. They had an opportunity through a program that was illegally instituted by our community organizing president. He did not go to Congress and get their approval when he instituted this program. So as far as I'm concerned, it's illegal.
Right, right, right.
And we need to start from scratch. This is a land of laws.
Exactly.
And if you don't obey our laws, then what are we saying we are land of laws for?
Exactly.
We cannot go to Mexico and get amnesty.
Exactly.
We cannot go to Mexico and take away the jobs of the citizens.
Exactly.
We're going to go for a break. So please stay with us on Our Urban Story.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness. Located in Fairlow, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now. And now, back to the program, DDVRadio.com.
Hello, hello, we're back. Now, I was just finishing my thoughts up about, you know, the celebrities, you know, trying to encourage Ivanka Trump to push for DACA amnesty. No, we are a land of laws. Obama instituted that without the approval of Congress, so it's not on legitimate grounds. And if they had 5 years in which to apply for their citizenship and they didn't do it, then they were taking our grace for granted. And they need to be held accountable. And we need to, number one, make sure that Americans come first. And that's even true in a job market.
True.
We have people who are not here legally taking jobs that Americans can have. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Charity begins at home. So as far as I'm concerned, I wish Ivanka and her husband would get out of the political business. You know, they're novices.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're not professional.
Right.
And you know, they wouldn't even be questioning about the Russian thing if they didn't step, you know, where they shouldn't have stepped, and especially Donald Trump Jr.
Right, that's true.
He may have done it innocently, but now this is another layer.
Right, exactly.
You know, stay where you are called to be. And if it's a real estate, if it's clothing, do that. And then they have children, so they need to spend more time with their children.
Yeah, and I've heard that Mr. Trump, the president, wants him to move back to New York.
I don't blame him.
You know, as you said, Jared is in real estate. His family has a real estate empire in New York
yes.
City. And Ivanka has her very successful clothing line. They have children. So they have a lot on their hands already.
Absolutely.
And I know that it's pretty heady stuff to have your father as president. You've lived a privileged life. Your father is a billionaire. So you're in this bubble and you think you're special and yet you're smart and you should be able to use your influence. And I think Ivanka means well.
I think she does. I think she's a sweet person.
I really do think she's a decent person. But you're right. We elected Donald.
Yes, we did.
We did not elect her or her husband, Jared.
And as far as I'm concerned, these celebrities can go fly a kite. Mm-hmm. Because as I was getting ready to say, most of them aren't really into studying mm-hmm. the politics or the history of America.
Right, right.
And some of them, you know, they're part of this New World Order.
Right.
And what was that, Norman Lear, who has this organization that many of these celebrities belong to. And I'm not saying that they belong to it or not, but they should stay in their place also. Mm-hmm. We don't go to them for political advice.
Right. That's true.
We go to them to hear them sing, dance, or whatever it is they do,
right.
And that's where it ends. Got Anytime it. I go to an affair that I've paid to go there, and they show me what their political persuasion is, and I can name Patti LaBelle showed me, Aretha Franklin showed me, I'm through with them. Mm. Because I don't go for political advice from them. Mm-hmm. I go to hear them sing.
Well, yeah, they are, as American citizens, entitled to free speech, and they are free
but
to
that's not the arena.
Endorse whomever they want to. But you're right, it is not the arena. Don't push your political persuasion on us. We're there to see you entertained.
It's just like what's the NFL is doing.
Right.
You don't go to a football game to learn that you feel that America is racist or whatever and disrespect the anthem. And the owners of these organizations have the right to tell them, when you are on my dollar, you cannot do XYZ.
Right, that's true.
They have that right.
That's true.
See, the Second Amendment doesn't apply to employees.
The First Amendment.
First Amendment, I'm sorry. First Amendment, yes, Second Amendment with the guns.
Right.
Because that's important to me, too. That's mm-hmm. why probably I said that.
Mm-hmm.
But the owners have the right to tell them stop it.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God, 10% they've lost, what, another 10% of the audience to the NFL. If it takes the stadiums being absolutely empty, we need to keep it up. Because they're not going to be getting our dollars and disrespecting the country that's providing them with this lucrative lifestyle.
Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick is disgraceful. He's confused. He needs to be in counseling because he's not doing anything to improve anything by starting something like this. And then the copycats have followed him.
Right.
What community organization have they started to help some of these children
exactly.
who don't have fathers?
Exactly.
What institutions or organizations and charities are they contributing to that helps families?
Exactly.
I don't know of any.
No, and that's true. I mean, just kneeling at, and then you had Marshawn, I forget his last name, one of the teams. I mean, he's kneeling. He stood for the Mexican national anthem.
Isn't that ridiculous?
But he kneeled for the United States anthem. And this is a country that is paying you millions of dollars to really just throw a football.
Throw a ball.
I mean, that's all you're doing. At the end of the day, all you're doing is throwing a football, running, and tackling. That's it.
And
you're not saving lives. You're not representing anyone in court. You're not going into these inner cities and feeding people.
No.
You're not helping the elderly. You're just throwing a football. You're getting millions of dollars. This country, regardless of your background, some countries like certain countries like China and India, once you're born in poverty, you're kind of cast that
there.
Way. You stay there. The United States, you could have been born and thrown into a garbage can and rise to become a multimillionaire. And that is what has happened to some of these guys. They've come from broken homes. They're not very well educated, but they are multimillionaires. Instead of being constructive about protesting and helping the inner city, it's very easy to take a knee, knowing that's all you're doing. You're going to get back in your limousine and go to your home. You're not going into the inner cities of Detroit, Newark, New Orleans, and really making a difference.
More example of ingrates. Exactly. The more you do, the more they expect you to do, and they don't appreciate what's been done to help them be in the position they're in. I say fire them. Mm-hmm. Get rid of them. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Thank you, Barbara. I want to just touch on, I'm not into big into celebrity deaths and all that. We generally don't. We know that Charles Manson passed, and some media outlets have tried to redeem his character.
There's no redemption.
There's no redemption.
None.
Of redeeming Charles Manson's character. He didn't ask for it. He didn't say, I'm sorry for the murders of Sharon Tate and the other people who were murdered under his instructions in the late 1960s. People were brainwashed, who are part of his cult. He's never apologized to the victims' families for those murders, so there's no redeeming of Charles Manson's character. But also I want to say that David Cassidy, who was a big TV star in the late 60s and 70s, a Partridge Family, most of us, that might be, you know, a little too old for some people, but Partridge Family became a part of the American culture, like the Brady Bunch. And David Cassidy was a pop star, and he had a couple of hits here and there. Well, one of the things he said, his daughter said, he died at the age of 67. I think he had his kidneys failed. It's his liver and kidney failure, excuse me. His daughter said that his last words were, so much wasted time. Wow. Now, that struck me that he would say that. This is a man who's been on television. I'm sure he was a millionaire at one point. I know he didn't rise to the level of a Michael Jackson or Elvis Presley, but he was famous in his own right. But so much wasted time. And I'm seizing on those words because I think it's just a reminder of us that life is precious and we should use it to be positive, share love, share enjoyment, and just do it and really work to do God's will on this earth.
Amen.
Because what we do for God will last. And I believe it's in the book of Proverbs that the last duty of man, in the end, the duty of man is to serve God. And I don't want to waste time. I want to help people reach out, those within my family, those outside of my family, because you're talking about a man who had accomplished quite a bit compared to a lot of us.
Yes.
And he still felt like he wasted time.
Amen. Amen. I couldn't understand that.
Our condolences to David Cassidy's.
Yes,
family.
Our condolences. And also we have to send up our condolences for the three men that were lost in the airplane crash in the Philippine Sea.
They were Navy
men. Mm-hmm. Yes. I think about eight of them were rescued.
Mm-hmm.
But these three, one is from Florida, Lieutenant Stephen Combs.
Mm-hmm.
Airman Matthew Chelaski, he's from Louisiana, I'm not pronouncing his name correctly, and Brian Grosso, he's also a Florida native.
Mm.
So our condolences to them as well as to those who lost people in the Egyptian mosque bombing.
Yes, let's take a moment and talk about that.
Yes.
Because, you know, George Bush, he meant well. After 9/11, and he didn't want the Americans to attack Muslims after the 9/11 attacks in 2011. And I think George Bush meant well, but is actually deceptive in a sense. George W. Bush, the son. Because to say that Islam is a religion of peace, we know that's false. Islam does not mean peace. He also said that Islam literally means submission.
Yes, it does.
And in the actions that we've seen before 9/11, 2001, after 9/11, 2001, we know that Islam is not a religion of peace.
No, it's not.
Simply not.
And the Quran does not teach peace.
No, it does not. If you read
it,
the
teaches
Quran,
conquering, yes. Killing. It teaches that no one has a right to worship anyone other than Allah.
Right, their God. You know, so it's sad that now the number is up to 305 Muslims who died in the bombing in the Sinai region of Egypt a couple of days ago. They were Sufis who are considered a mystical sect within Islam, and they were considered heretics according to traditional Muslims. But the fact that 305 human beings were slaughtered, bombed to death, including 27 children, it's very sad. It's very upsetting. Now, the suspect in the bombing is, these are associates of Daesh, which is the group that's also known as ISIS or ISIL. Your thought, Barbara?
I mean, it's sad. And when they say, in other words, that sect does not follow the Quran, like right. This one. I looked at that word heretical and it right. said unorthodox. So the ones who did the killing felt that these that they killed were not following according to the Quran and killing innocent people who did not worship Allah.
Right. This is the worst bombing ever in Egyptian history.
I mean, and that's sad. You know, yeah. Wasn't it a church attack, a Christian church attacked in
yes.
Egypt?
Yes. Yes. Earlier this year.
Earlier this
and
year.
And Christians, and Coptic Christians in Egypt have been targeted by Islamic radicals. And now, you know, this Sufi sect of Islam, they have been attacked. And it's still horrible, whether it's Muslims or Christians, although we know there's a campaign to persecute Christians in the Middle East. It's still sad when it's even Muslim-on-Muslim violence because of 305 human beings were slaughtered. And President Trump, you know, offered his condolences and said this is one of the reasons why
we need
the
our
wall must be built.
Absolutely. And, you know, they have prototypes that they're testing down there for the wall. Right. But, you know what? I want all of you listening to the sound of my voice to realize how blessed we are in America, mm-hmm. that we have Donald Trump as our president,
yeah.
who will talk about radical Islam,
exactly.
who will say it, who will call it
exactly.
for what it is,
exactly,
and describe it to us, how murderous they are.
Right.
And we need to be protected. We would have not been protected. This wouldn't have even have been on the agenda at all if the election didn't turn out the way it turned out.
No,
so
you're
we
right.
are truly, truly blessed. Like Franklin Graham said, people on the other side forgot about the God factor. God has been merciful to us. And I pray that everyone with who hears my voice will remember, you didn't create yourself. You're created by Master God, who has instilled in you some inalienable rights. You have so many privileges, life, liberty, and the pursuit of your own happiness. Don't let the media define your happiness. Don't let the media or even those master talkers define who you should hate and who you should like. Look at your country and look what's going on. We have been blessed tremendously. And for us to keep the blessings going, we have to remember who is the one who blesses us.
You know, you're absolutely right. I just want to go back to Hillary. We talked about her at nearly the top of the show.
Yes.
And I understand as a human being why she is disappointed that she lost, because she had been planning for this for many, many years. But I am glad she lost, because she wouldn't say radical Islam, even
no.
though it was clear there were Muslims who were committing these terrorist acts. She could not bring herself to say radical Islam, just like she was following in President Obama's footsteps. Hillary was too soft, and God knows where Israel would be right now if Hillary were president. So Donald Trump's election, his victory, is a blessing for us.
Yes.
Some of us may not realize it, but we have dodged the proverbial bullet in electing Donald Trump. I also think when Hillary fell out, Mrs. Clinton fell out at the 9/11 memorial in 2016, it showed us that she had health problems. And so there may have been people in the inner circle with Hillary Clinton, and I believe one of Omar Abedin. Honestly, I think they would have taken advantage of her weakness, her physical weakness. And we needed someone strong in the Oval Office to make sure that we Americans were not taken advantage
Absolutely.
of.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was watching something the other night, and it showed that at the RNC, when Mrs. Smith spoke, you know, her son was killed at Benghazi. And that same night, Hillary was getting entering an airplane and she fell. Same night. And now you remember when she got sick and fell ill. It was on the 12th, 9/11. Mm-hmm. And what happened on 9/11 in Benghazi? Mm-hmm. Our ambassador and three heroes were killed. So I don't believe those are coincidences. Mm-hmm. I believe that that's divine signals and signs.
Right, and you're right. It was Benghazi, September 11th, 2012.
And it was, right.
And Ambassador Chris Stevens had asked multiple times.
Multiple.
Some estimates are that at least 400 to 500 times he reached out to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for additional security at their compound in Benghazi, Libya. And she did nothing. And one of the reasons I think she did nothing to escalate and to enhance security is because President Obama wanted to give the impression that things were under control in the Middle East after the death of Muammar Gaddafi, who
right.
was a dictator.
Right.
There's no question he was a dictator. But in
That's
the Middle
true.
East, we have to be careful because we view them as dictators, yes, by our standards. But they're protecting their country from something far worse. Muammar Gaddafi, not a good man, but when he left, there was a vacuum, and ISIS came and filled that vacuum in Libya. And Ambassador Stevens had asked hundreds of times for increased security, and because he wasn't provided it, that compound was vulnerable. Ambassador Stevens and two heroes died. They were murdered, and three. Right. So I'm saying Ambassador Stevens and two heroes in addition to Ambassador Stevens were killed in Benghazi.
I thought it was three.
I'm saying Ambassador Stevens and two additional heroes were killed. So that makes three were killed.
No, there were four killed.
Oh, sorry.
Day.
Okay.
That's right. What I'm trying to say.
Okay. Thank you for correcting me. So, and she did nothing. And that came back to haunt her. I remember when she was testifying before Congress and she said, well, if it was planned or if they were just walking down the street, what difference does it make?
Yeah.
And the media applauded that. The Democratic congressmen and women applauded that statement, but it came back to haunt her.
Thank God. Because that's why I can't even understand how people could forget about our ambassador and those three heroes that died alongside of them. And we've met two of them at one of the NJ Blue affairs.
That's true.
They were there also.
Yes.
And they were appalled at her behavior as Secretary of State. Yes. We've met them in living color who survived that horror.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, and I just don't understand how Americans have lost that human touch.
Right.
In other words, I could never vote for someone who would leave people at risk and they're crying out for help.
Yeah.
And we had forces in the area
yes.
that could have protected them.
That's true.
And they wouldn't be dead.
Right.
And then how she lied to the families
yes.
of those Navy SEALs that yes. died also.
You're right. You're totally right.
You know, it was disgraceful.
It was disgraceful because she knew the night of the attack. I'm glad you brought that up, Barbara.
Yes.
She communicated to a government official in Egypt.
Yes.
And she communicated to her daughter Chelsea that it was a terror attack. But when she communicated to the American people and to the families who lost loved ones, she downplayed it and said it was due to some anti-Muslim video, a video 99.9 of us have never seen.
No. I mean, the bottom line is
it was a lie.
It was a lie. And yeah. also our community organizing president, mm-hmm. he also promoted that lie.
Correct. Correct.
So, you know.
And they were more adamant about getting the guy who directed this video that most of us have never seen than about getting the perpetrators of the attack in Libya.
They didn't care.
I mean, they just kept repeating. And I remember Susan Rice went on 5 television shows on September, what was it, the next day, September 12th or something, or 13th, and she kept repeating this lie when they, at that point, they knew or suspected it was a terror attack. And it's just a shame.
It is a shame. And so people who are still upset that Hillary didn't win, you need to really check your conscience because she let the people down. She let Ambassador Stevens down. And we don't even know if our national security is at risk or not behind her being the Secretary of State.
Well, I remember when CNN went to the compound in Libya and they were surprised that it was so open. They found papers there. So we don't know, to your point, what American secrets were retrieved from that attack. But my suspicion is, I mean, because we are so more sophisticated with our intelligence and our technology, that whatever they found in their compound, I'm talking about the terrorists, they probably can't use it anyway, or they can't effectively use it against us.
Well, you know, I mean, our whole security has been jeopardized with the pay to play.
Yeah.
With the Clinton Foundation. You notice since she's not president, you know, they've been laying off people at the Clinton Foundation, et cetera. Right. It's not as lucrative as it was. They thought that she was going to be president and they'd have access to our national security. So God has been very gracious to us in this country. And those out there who are still angry and like this father who's not thankful to Trump mm-hmm. for releasing his son, you need to get over it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You need to get over it, because through it all, mm-hmm. and we're not saying anyone is perfect, through it all, we have been tremendously blessed.
True.
You know, now, you know, they keep talking about the Russians. Did the Russians clone people and bring them here to vote and then what, you know, beam them up and take them back to Russia?
Right.
Let's be realistic.
Right.
Stop believing the lies that are floating around in the air mm-hmm. and stop, you know, perpetuating this hatred that's floating around in the air. I believe that that's why we had these shootings in Nevada and shootings at a church. There's too much hatred in the air. Mm-hmm. And we need to start being unified. We need to start, you know, listening to one another and remembering that we're all human beings, and let's have some human compassion for one another.
Right. Before we go, we have about 4 minutes left. I just want to applaud those athletes who are talking about those who are being disrespectful to our flag. You know, a legendary Herschel Walker. He talked about Marshawn Lynch for standing only for Mexico's national anthem and not the United States national anthem. The United States has been very good. The United States made him a multimillionaire, not Mexico. So why are they acting so ungrateful? And again, as we pointed out earlier, if you believe so much that kneeling for the national anthem is effective, if you're doing that because you feel so strongly about what's going on in the black community, why don't you organize, bring together different football players and create a foundation to help those in inner city America? That would be more effective than taking a knee.
Or move. Mm-hmm. Or move. If the flag is so offensive, if the national anthem is so offensive, then find another place to live.
True.
You won't make the dollars you're making here.
Exactly.
But you know, you're welcome to leave.
Exactly.
Because, you know, how in the world could we have people like Dr. Ben Carson and I mean, you know, multimillionaires in the, the movie industry,
right.
Tyler Perry, mm-hmm. they're black.
Yeah, exactly.
How could you have someone like Mary McLeod Bethune,
right.
Bill Bethune-Cookman, not college anymore, it's a university now, right. It's still right. standing, that's right. a legacy.
Exactly.
If this country was so anti-black,
right.
how did these people manage to slip through the cracks? I mean, Mary McLeod Bethune is very dark, so
right.
you couldn't think that she's
right. She couldn't pass white.
She couldn't pass
a
white.
Right. Exactly.
You know, stop all of this insanity.
And I think personally, this is the one country that has really tried to make amends for the past.
And that's why Obama was elected.
Exactly. We have really tried to turn around. Yes, blacks were slaves. My ancestors were slaves. And some of my ancestors were slave owners. You know what I mean? But this country has tried to make amends, has tried to make it better, particularly for African Americans and American Indians. At one point, there was a whole department within the government called the Bureau of Indian Affairs to try to
Absolutely.
Make right by the Native Americans. And maybe they did too much because too many of them are unemployed at this point. But the point is, this country has tried to make right, whereas other countries who have enslaved other people,
they
Indian
never do.
The Indian caste system is still in effect.
Right.
You know, where you can only rise but so much based on your birth circumstances. This country has tried to do right by African Americans and others.
Absolutely. And let me ask you something, Ms. Diamond. Do you love God?
I do love God.
And you know, he allowed slavery.
Yes.
It happened on his watch, but
yep.
you love God.
Absolutely.
You can't love God and whine about something that he allowed.
Right. The Lord God of Israel allowed it. He allowed chosen to be enslaved in Egypt. True. He saw as well. So we were not the only people enslaved.
That's true.
And we need to remember that and use the example of Joseph. We only have 30 seconds left. What his brothers meant for evil, God meant for good.
And that's how we have to view the slavery encounter. But we have many opportunities, and thank God for America. And may you all be blessed as we go into this Christmas season. And don't forget, next Saturday, our urban story.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers, active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now.